Hello, everyone. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be here, and I thank the elders for doing that. And I'm Joshua Hutzler. I'm 19, and I just finished the first quarter of Southwest. I'm going to be going into the second one tomorrow, and I'm very new to preaching. And my lesson today is on being an example. My text comes from 1 Timothy 4:12 through 16. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. The young Christian teaches by his or her life, that is, by our actions, and by our word, that is what we say. What are we teaching others when it comes to our actions and words? The word, an example that can be defined is one that serves as a pattern to be imitated or not to be imitated. We have some good examples and some bad examples in this world. Christ left his people an example. In 1 Peter 2:21, Peter stated, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." Do you want to follow the example of Jesus? If Christians follow Jesus, they will become examples for others to follow. In 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul said, "Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ." Are we imitating Christ? Let us first begin with the power of example. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ye are the salt of the earth," Matthew 5:13. Salt is a preserver, and we as the salt of the earth should try to preserve a decaying world. "Ye are the light of the world," Matthew 5:14-16. Sin is darkness, and we need to bring our light into the darkness by being an example to them, by bringing kindness, love, and mercy to the world. Paul reminded Christians of the power of example when he identified them as epistles of Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:2-3 says, "You are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart." You are a letter. What are others reading when it comes to your life? What do they see and what do they hear? Peter impressed upon Christian wives the power of example. If you would turn with me to 1 Peter 3:1-4. It says, "Wives, likewise be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God." How you can be an example to your husband is by being kind, tender-hearted, and affectionate, which is how you can gain your husband to Christ. An example is such a powerful force that even death cannot destroy it. In Hebrews 11:4, the Hebrew writer says, "By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks." Notice from this verse that Abel was an excellent example of one who has faith in God, and God testified of his righteousness. And his example speaks to us even to this day. In the same manner, our example continues even after we die. Young people need to be imitators of Christ. We have a choice to either be a good example or a bad example. Which one will you be? There are some good examples of young people in the Bible, like David, Daniel, Mary, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. David and Goliath had faith, trust, and courage when the other Israelites did not. And David faced up against Goliath while he was small and young. He did not allow his surroundings to dictate his faith in God. There are also many who are bad examples in the Bible, like Judas, the Pharisees, and King Saul. Judas walked with Jesus, learned of Jesus, and witnessed his miracles. But for 30 pieces of silver, he betrayed the Savior of the world. Here are some scriptures to remember. Youth is not a license to sin. Romans 6:1-2 says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?" In Galatians 6:7-8, Paul says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. We will pay for the consequences of our sins." 1 Corinthians 15:33, Paul states, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good morals. Do not deceive yourself that being around your evil friends will not corrupt you, because it can and it will. It happened to me, and it can happen to all of us." Young people are to be examples of Christians. Specific areas of where they are to be are in worship assemblies, our attendance. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching." You can be an example to others by going to worship instead of going to wherever you want to, like sports activities or sleeping in. Our conduct, staying focused on the lessons that are given, and our participation, like volunteering for prayers or giving lessons. In the home, Ephesians 6:1-4 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord." We should have respect for parents, listening and obeying to what they say and what they ask you to do. With our brothers and sisters, with our cooperation, and with showing gratitude to our parents. In the school, by our actions and words, having respect for others on how we treat them, showing honesty, do we cuss, do we listen to music that we shouldn't? Do we have courage to stand for Christ? At work, Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men." Being diligent, cooperating as a team, do we tell sinful stories or do we conduct ourselves in an ungodly manner? In our everyday life, showing purity and faithfulness to God and living a godly life. Do we use our time wisely? Ephesians 5:16 says, "Redeeming the time because the days are evil." We should use our time wisely for God. Usually sin happens when we are not busy. In conclusion, the problems that are facing our youth today, we sometimes want to compromise our faith or we want to be like everyone else in order to be accepted. However, we should be a bright example to everyone who is around us. We should be a bright light in this dark and dying world. We are made in the image of God, and we should act like it. Will you become an example by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized, and being faithful unto death? Revelations 2:10. If you need the invitation, why don't you come forward as we stand and sing.